Alright, let's do this. Aren't you anime, Draco, and who else? Mr. Smiley.
Ranziggy.
Oh, yeah.
Ranziggy? Jeez.
Okay.
Ranziggy.
Hey.
Okay, fair enough. You had a rough night.
So, are you anime? It's been a long time since we heard from you on the show.
Yeah? Okay.
Well, so he plays this, alright.
I know, let everybody know what you've been up to.
Getting married. And trips. Oh, this thing.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Going places.
Yeah.
Hey,
you know, when you want to blow money, that's the best way how to do it.
Marriage and traveling out of state.
Yep. That's how it is.
Oh, man. So when's the wedding date?
Honest answer, August 6th.
August 6th?
Yeah.
Cool.
So after that, you probably... I'm trying to put all my money into my account, so you probably won't see me in a while. I'll disappear. Working after all of us.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Mr. Smile.
Yeah?
You got good news also.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Go ahead, what's your good news?
Oh, I have good news? I do?
Yeah.
Question mark? Yeah.
Come on.
I really am not following. Oh, okay. I do have a job.
And you're slow.
Brand spanking new job at Sears. Oh, boy.
Hey, at least it's better than no job.
This is true.
Yeah. The jobs kind of suck, don't they?
Man. Jobs suck nowadays. They really...
Tommy, you work at Taco Bell?
No. I'm not serving tacos. You just want free food.
I would so come get a taco.
Yeah, seriously, I like Taco Bell. It's not healthy, but...
So wouldn't technically he be putting his beef in your taco?
Ew!
Whoa. I can't see that.
Yes, and this is a typical Rand Zygnus podcast.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, do you want to talk about how Google called the whole internet malware?
They did?
Yeah. I've been seeing the link real quick. Google called everything malware, even its own self.
Oh, wow.
So I'm trying to see this link. I'm on the network, so this is going to be fun.
Right.
No, do this. Look up, go to Google and look up the New York Times and type in Google Weekly Fest. Because this is messed up. I was in class trying to like get another PDA or think about one. Because my other one that script works. Google literally classified Craigslist as malware. I thought it was weird.
Oh, wow.
Apparently, on the internet, Google literally just called the whole internet malware. Maybe Skynet's coming up and it's just trying to save us. Who knows?
Oh, wow. They really did.
Huh.
I wasn't joking. Google classified everything bad.
Dang.
So, just imagine for 30 minutes the internet was freaking out.
Oh yeah, that happened before.
For me, the only time Google ever failed was in 2005 for about 15 minutes.
Oh yeah? Yeah. And I think the whole internet went out once though.
What?
I think the whole internet went out once.
Is that possible?
The whole internet? Come on.
I heard something of the sort.
Okay, you're near a computer. Just type in the whole internet.
No, it wasn't the whole internet. It was like isolated, like to a very large area at least.
Like what?
I don't know.
Your block?
No, it wasn't like my block. Like it was...
The internet's down. Oh, crap.
I don't know.
No, seriously, I can never believe the internet down.
I don't know. That's what I heard from like all these tech nerds at ITT.
What's ITT?
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that...
Jeremy, one, it's a 2-year school. Let's not get all technical.
For real? You insult?
2-year school. This ain't like Caltech or MIT where I can treat them like, oh, that makes sense. What was the requirement to get an ITT Tech? 13 questions to get right?
Actually, I just went and signed up.
I had to answer questions, though.
They looked at my SAT scores and was like, you're in.
Oh, you got
took an SAT.
Yeah, had a, I had a 990.
You went to ITT Tech?
Yeah.
Anyway, how was that test, man?
Ooh.
No, I can't knock him. He got it. He almost went to Drexel.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I just want to take the quick lane.
He downgraded for us, so I can't knock
that. Wasn't that bad of a downgrade.
Oh, yeah. Cheaper.
Yeah, cheaper, faster. Got out, you know.
Yeah, imagine Jeremy using the Mac. Can't even see that.
I can't do it.
I like Macs.
Yeah, Macs are good for designing stuff, and, I'm trying to think of something clever to say about it, but I got nothing. Oh, yeah, someone on the underground uses a Mac. Okay. Anyway.
Wait, who uses a Mac?
There's only that many people on underground. We can list some names for.
Hmm. Wait, doesn't Leah use a Mac?
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh,
ding,
Cookie.
Ding.
Cookie? Why do you call her?
What is he, a lab
panda?
So you call her Cookie?
Yes.
Alright, Leah, you're Cookie.
Now what?
Zav is Mr. Smiles. I mean, Zav can be Mr. Smiles.
Zav is Cheeky Monkey.
Wow.
You're Piggy.
Yeah. I'm telling you, my name was really coincidental.
And mine just happens to spawn.
Yeah, yours spawned, mine was like, what should we call Jeremy? They were watching Invader Zim, and it was like, Piggy.
Oh, wow.
That's messed up. I would've went with, what's the guy?
Oh.
I'm trying to think, what's that paranoid little kid's name on Invader Zim? Jeremy would've made a perfect character.
Saying I'm paranoid?
Short, angry.
Oh, wow. Oh man.
Alright, another thing we can also talk about is the whole, I kind of finally the anime thing about what's a good anime series to make it live action, and you hate the idea of Keanu Reeves being played by
playing Spike Spiegel from Cowboy Bebop.
He could play Sasuke.
He could.
What? Yeah, cool.
Keanu Reeves as Sasuke, that's all we need.
But then, who's gonna be Naruto?
To be Naruto?
What's that little annoying kid off of Zack and Cody? One of them.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
one
God.
Of those twins.
Believe it!
Actually, that would.
That could be a five.
The twins you love to hate.
That doesn't work!
Get Ashley Kutcher.
Because they got the annoying factor down. The believe it nonsense? That'll work.
Oh, man.
That will work perfectly.
Yeah, here's a good question. Who would be Sakura?
Oh, I got that one. I'm trying to think. Oh, man. How old is Sakura technically supposed to be? Around.
Like 12?
Yeah, Sakura. Around...
Wow, really? 12?
Yeah, I think they're 12 in the beginning, and then 3 years, and then it's like, bam.
Yeah.
There's no way that's such a sick body after. I'm not trying to get in trouble with the law. But, I'm trying to think. Who would play this? Wow, I don't really know. Does anyone have someone younger to ask who's a good teen star nowadays?
I don't know. Good teen star would be Sakura?
Someone from OC? I don't even watch that show.
Miley Cyrus.
Ew.
Oh, wow, nice one. Yeah, she could, because she is useless in the beginning.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, just as useless as Miley Cyrus and her singing career.
Ooh!
Whoa, 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 whoa.
I'm just saying.
That chick is wearing checks to pay for stuff.
She can pay for whatever. The chick can't sing. She yells into the microphone.
Ooh.
Jeremy, she can buy a car. What can we do?
She's a young celebrity. That's what happens.
It's kind of messed up. She has to get a fake birthday for Disney.
She changed her name.
Yeah.
That's all her dad's thinking. Billy Ray Cyrus is like, what's the word? Cash cow thinking genius.
Her name wasn't even Miley until like,
pawn her off to Disney.
No, it was Destiny.
Then why'd she change it?
Wow.
Because everybody called her.
Jeremy, how did you know that?
Because I have a little sister.
Oh, okay. That's your only shame with the grace.
I also have a little sister, and I don't know this information.
Your little sister isn't Miley Cyrus obsessed.
My little sister likes Miley Cyrus.
I mean, my sister isn't Miley Cyrus now. She hates her.
Oh, because Miley Cyrus is a... Whoops.
Well, it's kind of like how my one friend hates Boa, but then loves her, like, the love-hate relationship at the same time.
Yeah, don't talk about my girlfriend like that.
Ooh, I'm telling.
Boa doesn't even know you exist.
Ooh, poon.
Oh, wow.
Boa does... I mean, seriously? I am really love to go see a Utada concert. I won't get close enough because I don't have the dope stats like that.
Well, hey, you could always just save up and do the second best. Now that Boa's coming to America, you could always cut the concert.
What? Second best. She ain't... Boa is no second best. Don't even go.
Third best?
When she tried... Dude, she's like ninth best.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I'll give you a good example. Like, sometimes when people just play themselves. When Boa tried to do the role for Harry Potter, to play the little Asian girl... Her English was so horrible.
I know, and now she comes
out. The director was like, don't you bring the garbage to my school.
Oh. And now she comes to the U.S. It's perfect, isn't it?
It's beautiful.
Like, I love the English in her U.S. debut.
I give English people credit. When they would say they ain't having that crap in their movie, I was like, bravo. I think I actually seen the movie because of that reason. Don't you bring that garbage English into a good movie. What was the fit of Harry Potter? Like I said, I'm not going to the concert. It's Utada who has a better voice. I just think about, Miyazaki, what's her last name?
Oh, Ayumi Hamazaki?
Yeah, I think she's okay. I just like Utada's voice better. I think she's one of the top best five artist voice in my personal collection.
Ayumi?
No, I mean Utada.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Utada's, yeah, she's pretty good. Ayumi Hamazaki, she's annoying.
Pretty good? What?
I don't like, I mean, Ayumi Hamazaki's voice. Utada, alright, yeah, she's great. I'm not gonna lie.
Hey, you better keep that quiet. Mr. Smiles better be like punching you saying that. That's just his woman. Another thing that also gets me is how some Japanese artists will love to perform with American artists. I remember Little Kim wanted to perform with Seven.
What? Why?
If you don't know who Seven is, just take a little Google search real quick. We'll wait.
Seven?
Yeah. I'm just pausing so people can look up Seven real quick.
All right.
777.
Okay, back.
All right.
So anyway, Little Kim wanted to do a song with Seven, which is like, how did that unholy matrimony was ever going to happen? It didn't, of course, but yet again, it was just like, scary. So I'm just saying, sometimes some music can mix together. Like, I'll give you a good example. If you check out my MySpace page, under my second song, this Japanese group mixed Draft Punk with, Draft Punk, Chemical Brothers, and this one Asian song, I think it's called Capsule.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazingly done. I like stuff like that.
Oh.
I just don't like certain artists where they just throw together and it's garbage.
Oh, yeah, like, you know, Boa and Flo Rida.
Dude, I didn't like Snap with Utada. That was just horrible.
Oh, yeah, I don't like them that
much. Flavor Life was a butcher. I hate that group.
And on a side note, Rans is left out of this conversation because he doesn't know what the heck's going on.
You like Utada and you can't talk good stuff about
her? I can talk good stuff about her, but I'm like on the sideline with everybody else.
Oh, be my guest. I'll shut
no,
up.
No. Go, keep going. I'd pretty much bring this conversation to a screeching halt.
What?
I'm just letting the listeners know that I'm still here.
My name is Mr. Small. I got nothing to tell you.
Hey, 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 hey.
I mean, the podcast is going in a slightly different direction this time around. You know, we're actually...
What, anger?
We're actually talking about stuff. No, I haven't yet.
Oh yeah, he left out that part. Oh, marketing though, I'll come back to it.
I didn't think I was gonna get a marketing class actually.
You can always take stuff that's optional. Like I'm gonna take an HTML class.
Oh yeah.
Yep. I need to pay bills.
Oh yeah, that's true.
I don't think what else I want to talk about. Gundam 00.
Oh, Gundam 00.
Okay,
double up. Brandon's a poser.
I'm not a poser.
What'd you say, Hoshi?
What's exactly called? Cause y'all said it like it's sync, like the Wonder Twins. Double up, double up, double up. Like,
double up power activate.
I was about to touch hands and just turn into two Gundams.
Do the DBZ fusion dance or something.
Oh wow.
So that's the anime that my fiance likes.
Yeah, it's good. Awesome. It is really good. Fro, she's awesome. You don't like Gundam.
I like Gundam 00. There's a difference.
Yeah, it's a lot more serious. I actually like Gundam Wing. It's one of my top favorites.
I don't know. Like, I really feel like they're paying homage to Gundam Wing in that. Like, in the whole concept of, like, four Gundams descending to Earth to pretty much, like, intervene with warfare and everything. I mean, I like it.
It was kind of funny, like, it got too serious when one of the Gundams had a sniper rifle. What?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What are you taking out that big?
Lock on Stratos. I think he was, like, my favorite Gundam Meister. Next to Setsu. Oh,
man, someone recording is probably gonna like that. Sniper Gundam?
Yeah, Genos.
I'm gonna keep out of that part, but still. Another anime I like is The Sense of Darkness.
Oh, I haven't seen that. What's that about?
Oh, that's a Yui. What's the type of thing?
Yuri?
Yaoi?
Yeah! I receive!
Let me defend myself before this thing goes on the internet and I'm looking weird. The whole concept, like, if you just try to think about it as a series, it's different.
It's different.
Like, those scenes, don't get me wrong, you gotta fast forward if you're not feeling that. I'm sorry. Because, like, when it was on On Demand, when I still had it, I was like, oh crap, he's about to do a scene. Fast forward. I got no problem against the gender, because I think a lot of people who prefer that, and girls majority, like it. Like, I hated the fan fictions that just flooded up from that one on the wing.
Oh, yeah, they used to have some crazy, like, yaoi fan fictions.
Man, I hate it. I mean, don't get me wrong, now I got a little older, I can also accept, hey, there's just people who's gonna enjoy that. There's no problem with that. A good example was, I'm not sure if I can say her name, because, one, I didn't get her permission. She was saying that she was writing a fan fiction where she made Sora and Riku be lovers. I was like, huh?
Oh, man.
And I'm, like, looking at, like, every, like, when I'm trying to get a cool background picture on a computer, and it's like, wait a minute, this is witchy name. No flies.
Yeah, I had a friend.
So anyway.
She wrote a Battle Arena Toshinden Yaoi. No, not Yaoi. It was like, actually, no, it wasn't a Yaoi. It was like a hentai, like, esque type thing. In which, like, you know, like, the brother and sister that they have in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, they had an encounter.
Man, for me, well, back to the Sense of Darkness, the characters were really cool. Like, this one character, died at 24, but he never aged until he was like 79.
Uh-huh.
He has, he can do some, he had like so many magic abilities. I'm like, wow, this is really sickening. Of course, you gotta get past all the other stuff, but it's like really sickening. The artwork for the manga looks really nice when they show it at the end. I think it still comes on Anime Mondays or Sci-Fi Channel, and that is watered down, so you might be able to enjoy that if you watch it like that.
Yeah, what is up with Anime Mondays? It's like, it only lasts for an hour, like, every Monday.
I'm not really sure, because here's another thing. I remember they were showing that, Street Fighter movie, and it was really good.
Yeah, they used to show, like, the older movies, things like Street Fighter. I think they showed the first Appleseed on there once, too.
Yeah, I don't try to put too much faith into it anymore. It's the age of the internet. It's a lot of competition.
Yeah, I liked Anime Monday, though.
I mean, it's so bad on DirecTV, I gotta get G4 or add it on to my package.
Oh, yeah. Same here with Comcast. We don't have the full...
You got Comcast, you're lucky. That thing is, like, on there. I got...
No, it's not. Good. We don't have the full package, man. I don't get past Channel 100.
Ooh.
It's crazy.
Hey, Mr. Smiles, can you tell me about your game real quick?
Which game?
Oh, that lovely game that is inspired Facebook status.
Question mark?
Wow.
Oh, the world after you.
I can't believe you didn't know that.
Oh, no, I was like confused.
You have the picture up on Gmail?
Yeah, I had everything.
The whole concept on Facebook?
Tui,
the world ends with you, please.
Tui?
Like a goldfish or some stuff.
But,
I see you like a goldfish or certain stuff.
Yeah. Anyway. You would like me to explain, Tui, huh? That game...
I mean, what draw you to the game?
Well, I looked on the back of the box and I was like, wow, this looks cool. But, seriously, I was like, pretty drawn to the graphic art on the front cover, which was different from a lot of other RPGs that I've actually seen. Well,
kind of like Star Ocean?
Yeah, kind of like Star Ocean. Although I'm pretty disappointed in Star Ocean recently, but still.
Why?
Why? Because Star Ocean Till the End of Time was the worst Star Ocean game that I have played.
I actually admit it. I copied that and never beat it.
Yeah, it's the first disc is drawn out for no reason. And then the second disc is so stupid, it's like, okay, I don't feel like playing.
At least you got that far.
Yeah. I'm actually at the end of the game. I don't feel like ending it because I'm mad. I'm like, is this how the story really ends? Really?
Oh man, that's a problem when Grand Zygmunt puts down the game.
Yeah, a game with a title that I actually kind of like. So, oof.
The title is sticking to the end of time. It's like, it's just basically telling you. Hey, that's what you got. Good luck.
Yeah, that's how long that game's gonna take you. It's, like, ridiculous.
How long did it take you to beat Final Fantasy X?
10? It that's took me approximately 40 hours and, like, 25 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of blew through it, but I got stuck at a good couple parts. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to lose topic, but you were saying basically the game drew you to.
Oh, yes.
So what's the plot about?
It's kind of hard to explain, but it's like one guy, it's like, yeah, it's really hard for me to explain it.
Wow, you just described every movie, game, and book, I think, with that plot. While the guy,
it's like, bam, yeah, you know. But pretty much, it's like he's dead, he doesn't know why, and he has to play this game to get back alive, pretty much.
Wow.
There's a lot of other plot twists and loopholes that prevent him from doing so. But the one
problem
that...
How much does the game cost so far?
Huh?
How much does the game cost so far?
The game itself right now, I think it's like $29 new. It's not too costly. It's used, goes for around like $20 something. It's not...
Oh, sorry.
Oh, it's not that bad of a buy, actually. If you actually want something to do with the touch screen if you have a DS. So.
No DS for this one. I have no money, that's why.
Okay.
Yeah, I actually sold mine.
To me!
Are you serious?
Hey, man, times are hard.
Just like, Nakora selling the website.
Yeah, I don't really agree with that.
MySpace post, like, hey, you want the website?
Man, I don't really agree with
that. Claim that name?
Yeah, right? It's like, you coined the name after yourself. Don't sell it, please.
Oh, wow.
Ugh. I don't know. Someone can use it.
Yeah.
The mark of the crap out of it.
I don't know. Maybe if I can
see
it, I might buy it.
That's cool.
I don't know.
If you're playing any new games, are you yourself?
New games? No, not really. Like, I've mostly been playing, like, what I have.
Like, Ron.
Yeah, Rise of Nations.
Oh, come on, you can't do a review. Probably did that thing already, a review of the game.
Yeah, that game is too old to do a review.
Actually, no, it's not. For people that like real-time strategies, I think you could do a review on that and people would be like, hey, wow.
Yeah, actually, yeah, that's true. I mean, Rise of Nations came out back in, like, 2003, though.
Yeah, it's still not that bad of a game.
Yeah, if it still holds out, like, with us nowadays, like, you know it has, like, a lot of playability.
There's no cheat.
Oh!
Jeremy's cheap.
Actually, yeah, we thought it would be a crappy game since it was so cheap. Turned out to be fun.
Oh, okay. I can always be wrong.
Yeah, it was like a huge step up from Age of Empires. I mean...
I have that game. I actually do.
Which one?
I don't even want to go there.
I don't know. It was like, when 3 came out, I just fell off. I didn't like it anymore.
Yeah, 3 was...
I don't know. It's like, once they started adding cards into war, it's like, there's no need.
I'm trying to think. The 2 new games so far I played was Mercenaries 2 for the PlayStation 2.
Yes.
It's the ugliest graphics, but it's a good game for the PS2. It's, if you're into sandbox games like Grand Theft Auto, Saints Row 2,
Blah.
Crackdown, you don't like those games?
No!
I love those. Don't get me wrong, I don't like Grand Theft Auto, but I like Crackdown. I was thinking about being Saints Row. But, like I said, Mercenary 2 is a great game. I wish I had it for the 360, because the PS2 one is it's like beat with the ugly stick.
Oh, man.
It's like, that system is just showing its age. It's just, you can't do anything with it. I mean, I'll give you an example. Remember when, what's the game called? Phantasy Star Universe came out for that system?
Yeah.
It's just like if you compare a 360, compare it to... that you just don't want to go back to.
Well, that's the game doesn't. You have the money for the 360.
I don't get me wrong. When the game first came out, I still had a PS2 and my Xbox and GameCube, but I waited. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to jump on it. Phantasy Star Universe. I think the game's garbage. I like Phantasy Star. Oh, thanks. Thanks, Joker. Shut up. I'll just shut up. Okay.
I'm sorry.
How about that Wii?
I know, in the back of Dark Dragon's car.
Oh no, I'm just doing the typical Nakora line. How about that Wii?
What about the Wii?
How about that Wii?
Nothing. It has nothing going on.
Like you, man. How about that Wii?
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Like I said, great game. Wish I had it for the season. Is that good for you, Greg?
I'm sorry.
I know how Mr. Small is here.
What do I feel, though? I don't know. I don't know. I should be? Should I be? Shouldn't I be? I don't know. Maybe.
Why are we angry here?
I don't think
so. No, I said Mr. Small, being your lackey.
Oh, no lackeys.
No lackeys?
No lackeys here. Rin Zignus is standalone.
How the hell I heard?
I don't know what you heard. You heard the wrong information, I think.
I heard from ITT Tech. You still wear that Jeremy shirt around.
Ooh.
A Jeremy shirt?
Ooh, Jeremy shirt. I don't like the sound of this. You get off my podcast now.
What's his podcast?
I don't care. I'm about to take it over.
We're like his spinoff.
Did you realize that?
Yeah, we are. Like, hey.
Who updates the RSP? This guy. Who tracks the people from different countries? This guy.
Oh, man.
So what? Doesn't matter.
But unfortunately, that's all the time we have today, so catch you guys next time. Hope you enjoyed.